You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio, celebrating 40 years now on the air here. I'm Randall White, and this is Issues and Ideas. We're joined in studio this afternoon by a serial entrepreneur, I guess you could call him, who has certainly left his mark on the Central Coast over the past six-plus decades. If you were into stereo equipment, hot tubs, those sorts of things in the 1970s and 80s, then you are likely familiar with a couple of his many brands. Cliff Branch is a proud baby boomer who is out with a new book called American Made, A Boomer's Reflection. Cliff, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Your Central Coast encompasses much of what we like to call the KCBX listening area, from Santa Barbara up through San Luis Obispo and into Monterey County. And your book covers stories from all of these regions. It's a biography for the most part, but it's more than that. It's about growing up as part of the baby boomer generation.
Yeah. When I first wrote the book, actually, I wrote the book as more of a creative exercise for family and friends and associates, business associates in the Central Coast. Just wanted to do something creative. And my wife encouraged me to sit down and write a little bit about the boomer generation. So, you know, for much of a year, I just got up in the middle of the night and wrote. And 100,000 words later, I, you know, had a book, together. And I pass it out just locally to some friends and family and associates. And a publisher got a hold of it back in Indiana, of all places, and liked it very much, thought it was some sort of a quintessential West Coast boomer story. We're kind of fascinated about how differently people grew up on the California coast as opposed to Indiana. And they do a lot of boomer nostalgia, which they told me at the time had gone through the 50s, but now that the head of the company is older, he realized that nostalgia now goes through the 60s. In fact, they're expanding their nostalgia division to the disco era. So, which made me feel old, but that's, you know, I'm 65, so I'm getting there.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the pictures and just the imagery and the emotions brought up throughout the book also, you know, because it's chronicling your life, and you go into the 70s and 80s, and those pictures really ring a bell with me. Talk a bit about your first big break. This was while you were a student at Cal Poly, and you started a mail order stereo equipment endeavor with a friend of yours.
You know, we did. Actually, my friend Tom Spaulding was an electrical engineering student. I was an English major, and we weren't really hippies. We weren't particularly counterculture at the time. We were just two all-American kids who became that dreaded word, the capitalists at the time. That was a dreaded word. We started selling, basically, our first store was a head shop, and it was right in Foothill Boulevard on the way to Cal Poly. So we sold everything from, you know, rolling papers to rolling machines to blacklight papers to incense and all kinds of oils and different things. And I think everything that students wanted for their dorm rooms. And we also sold some stereos, wholesale amps and tuners and speakers and things. And so we realized there was quite a market for stereo components, because kids at that point basically rejected sort of the 8-foot walnut stereo console that the parents, their parents called their stereo. So components filled that niche, and they got a high-quality stereo for a much lower price without the furniture. And so we tapped into that.
And initially it was people that maybe didn't live in the Bay Area or Los Angeles. This was a way for them to have access to those same sort of components, but then it really expanded from there, because even the people that lived in those cities could get it at a better price.
Yes. Rolling Stone did an article on the company that really bumped us. We got a big break when the Whole Earth Catalog, if anybody listening remembers the Whole Earth Catalog.
I do.
They did a write-up on the company, and then Rolling Stone did a feature article, and so the company just took off. But, you know, essentially, we had a chain of retail stores before that we'd sold to the CBS Corporation. They were called Pacific Stereo, and we added to their chain. So we, at that point, had enough capital to go nationwide. And, you know, we went in Playboy magazine, National Lampoon, Rolling Stone. This is all pre-internet. So it was kind of exciting. I think we had well over 100 on the payroll, where the average age probably was about 22 or 23 at the time.
You held a huge party in the railroad district of San Luis Obispo at one point, and you have a photo in the book that I think a lot of people could look at that photo and maybe point themselves out or just remember the time.
Yeah, it was actually a photograph we took for a poster that we used, you know, nationally, and we got in a lot of trouble. I got called into the police department. Now, we didn't get a permit. We were I thought perhaps forgiveness would be easier than permission at that point with the city.
So you took your experience with the stereo company and Capitol, I imagine, and got into hot tubs at a time when hot tubs were really taking off. I grew up in Marin County, where they were exceptionally popular, and I've seen the brand many times, California Cooperage.
Yeah, we started that company simply, again, just sort of paying attention to what young boomers were doing at the time. And I was initially introduced to hot tubbing in Santa Barbara, and what attracted me was that, you know, as a young man, they'd have these parties, there'd be a big hot tub, redwood hot tub in the backyard, and suddenly, you know, all the women would take their clothes off and get in these hot tubs, and I thought, this is pretty neat. So I bought one and brought it up to San Luis Obispo, installed at my house, and, you know, I thought, well, maybe this is just some sort of Santa Barbara weirdness, but it wasn't. You know, it was the same in San Luis. And suddenly, you know, I thought, you know what, these things, they just might sell nationwide. And so we took a full page in Playboy as a test market. We had thousands of letters, and that ad that was in Playboy's in the book. But, you know, the book goes through, you know, some of the business things, but those aren't, you know, those were fun. The majority of the book essentially is just sort of a reflection about, you know, society, where we've come, where we're going. It's written from a marketeer's perspective. So, you know, what people buy, advertise and buy, and what they consume pretty much helps define the national character. And so I've just talked about that evolution for boomers, because really, you know, my dad always said, write about what you know. So I wrote about boomers. It's about how boomers have changed our society, and also about reflection about, are we really different than our parents, and have we really, you know, evolved much in terms of the idealism of the 60s. There was some sort of, you know, feeling that there was going to be a paradigm shift somewhere, certainly in the 60s and 70s, into sort of a more holistic, more humane society. I don't know whether we got there or not, but I certainly talk about different aspects of our society and how maybe we're not so different than our parents. And maybe when looking at the world, we want to, you know, since we have control, the boomers have control of the Congress, boomers have control of the Senate, the presidency for several presidencies now, and probably if it's Bush against Clinton, boomers, that'll be about 30 years that boomers have been in control of our country.
I want to talk a little bit about how boomers and your generation did have some missteps along the way. It wasn't just hot tubs that were popular in the 80s, but cocaine went right along with that whole scene, and you certainly had your experiences in that zone.
Yeah, that's a short chapter in the book, but it's there. Yeah, I did my share of cocaine in the 80s, like a lot of business people and a lot of people did. It sort of was a phenomenon that made the cover of Time a couple times in terms of how it had swept into society. And I found that, you know, I was a recreational user. I wasn't, you know, a heavy user, but enough that I said, hey, this is messing up my life. I want to stop. Found it more difficult to stop than you know, I thought. And so I looked, you know, I wanted to read about it. I found there really wasn't much about cocaine other than what Freud had written. So I wrote a book about, there was a self-help book about how to stop doing cocaine. I had a personal story in there that was, it was written under a pen name. I obviously couldn't write in my name. I don't think our fellow businessmen or bankers or whatever. Today, ironically, with the internet, if somebody wrote a book like that, it'd be several hours, they'd be outed. But it was called The All-American Cocaine Story. You could probably still find it on eBay. It sold a lot of copies.
In the 90s, you got into real estate locally here on the Central Coast. Talk a bit about your love for Avila Beach, San Luis Obispo, and what's really held you to this specific portion of the Central Coast for so long.
Well, actually, before I got into real estate, there was one other company I did, which was a computer company. So I moved back to Boston. I actually joined my original partner in both Warehouse Sound and in the hot tub company. He started a computer company. So I sort of got in the high-tech industry for a while, lived in Boston. That was fun. But when I came back, you know, I really always loved Avila Beach, built a house up the top of the hill in Avila Beach. And one of the developments I did was Avila Bay Club, which is still going, swimming, tennis club, fitness club, in Bassey Ranch. And I just thought that real estate development would keep me, one, in the area, and two, you know, it wasn't as fast-paced as the other businesses I'd been in earlier in my life.
Cliff Branch, thank you so much for joining us today here on Issues and Ideas and sharing your story.
It's been my pleasure.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.